Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer, as we celebrate the feast of the Holy Cross. The cross on which Jesus was lifted up and crucified is for Christians the symbol of his victory over the power of evil. The image of the cross is central to our expression of our faith and is the most recognizable of Christian symbols. On the cross, Jesus made this instrument of humiliation, torture, and death, the instrument of our redemption. And today we give thanks that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to death on the cross that we might be saved. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy, May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty.
Almighty God, who in the passion of your blessed Son made an instrument of painful death to be for us the means of life and peace, grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ, that we may gladly suffer for his sake, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Numbers. From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole, and whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look up at the serpent of bronze and live. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to Psalm 22. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. My God, why have you forsaken me? From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. My God, why have you forsaken me? All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. My God, why have you forsaken me? A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human likeness, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today we celebrate Holy Cross Day. The cross stands at the very center of the Christian faith. The cross is the most well-known, well-loved, and well-recognizable of Christian symbols. Crosses are displayed in churches, in some public buildings, schools, and crematoria. Many people still wear crosses. Many have crosses tattooed on their bodies. And even if the power of the cross is no longer recognized or understood as it once was, the symbol of the cross still occupies an important place in people's lives. It still speaks to people in some way. For us as Christians, the cross is central to our lives. Devised by the Romans as an instrument of humiliation, torture and death, it is for us as Christians the place of Christ's triumph over evil. To the rest of the world, the sight and image of Jesus hanging on the cross in agony looks to be the moment of his ultimate defeat by the forces of evil. His humiliation seems complete as he is ridiculed by those who sought his death, his weakness exposed to the people who had followed him, his suffering so great as he slowly dies, the most horrific of deaths, bringing satisfaction to those responsible for his death, that they were finally rid of him. But for those who look up at him on the cross and place their faith in him, the cross is no place of humiliation, no place of death. The cross is the place of God's great victory over evil and death. And far from being the place of Christ's defeat, it is the site of his greatest victory. Here on the cross and in his glorious resurrection 3 days later, Jesus completes the victory of love over hatred, the victory of hope over despair and fear. Here is the ultimate victory of all that is good over all that is evil. Here on the cross, God reconciles humanity to himself. Here Christ shares our deepest sufferings, that we might share his eternal glory. Here on the cross, love, peace, and reconciliation are triumphant. Even on the cross, Jesus refuses to yield to the worldly evils of hatred, resentment, and anger, envy. No, on the cross, Jesus showed only love for the world. He prayed for those who tormented him, those who hammered home the nails, praying for God to forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. He forgave the penitent thief, telling him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Here, in full view of all of us who witness his great agony, Jesus prays those prayers for us, all of us whose sins have helped bring him to this dark place. Hanging on the cross in agony, Jesus reveals the depth of God's love for his people. And standing before the cross ourselves, the words of St. John in today's Gospel reading strike deep into our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. The sight of Jesus hanging on the cross does not condemn the world for putting him there. It is the means by which God makes it possible for the world to be reconciled to himself. On Holy Cross Day, we give thanks for the victory won for us by Jesus on the cross, the possibility of new life in him, offered to all people who answer his call to follow him. And we are reminded of what Jesus said to his disciples. The way to salvation is the way of the cross. Those who wish to go with him must take up their own cross and follow him. To share his eternal life, we must follow where Jesus has gone before. The way of the cross is one that we must all travel. But for us, the way of the crosses we find ourselves carrying, are not crosses of fear and doubt, although they may challenge us. They are crosses of hope. The daily crosses which come our way bring us closer to Jesus, and our response to the crosses which come our way must be the same as that of Jesus on the cross. We are to love as Jesus loved us from the cross. We are to pray for those who persecute us, those we resent, those we envy, those we are angry with. For we know and believe that through the darkness of the shadow of the cross, it is love and only love which brings the hope of a brighter dawn, which will shine brightly and will not disappoint. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. May the Church remain faithful in proclaiming the triumph of the cross, the victory of Christ over evil, and the sure hope of a new life in him for all. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Ukraine, Israel and Gaza, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, our friends, our neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in taking the form of a servant and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us the mind to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gethligare, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful week to come, and hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
She